So we just wanted to finish the sugya and have Lamed Zayin Omed Aleph. So let's just go back a little bit. We saw Machloikas, we were discussing the Inyan of Chameshus Minei Dogon and the Maise Kedera. So the Gemara said, Chameshus Minei Dogon exclude Oireis V'Doichen, rice and corn, i.e., even if you eat rice and corn, not as a mixture, but rather you eat it be'en, you still would not make borim ne'mezoinus because they're not considered to be the chamishes minei dogon. The Gemara asked a question, I don't understand. We have a mufurish b'raisa that says that if you have bread made out of rice and made out of corn, then you would make a brocha just like ma'isa kedera. Doesn't that suggest that it means you'd make mezoinus, i.e., it is considered to be like one of the chameshes minei dogon? So the Gemara says, no. When we say it's like ma'isa kedera, it's like ma'isa kedera, and it's not like ma'isa kedera. It's like ma'isa kedera in as much as you make a brocha before and after. That's true. But you do not compare it to ma'isa kedera in its entirety, because ma'isa kedera, as we said, would have mezoinos and alamichya, and rather this has shahakol and borei nefashos. So we explained last time, so what does that exactly mean? So in what way is it comparable to ma'isa kedera? The fact that you make a brocha before and after, that's nothing to do with ma'isa kedera. That's true with regard to any food. So we said, no, what it means is it's common to ma'isa kedera in as much that there's no hamoitzi. Even though it's bread, we're talking about rice bread, and therefore I would have been excused for thinking that perhaps you should say hamoitzi on it. That we say, no, in that respect, we are comparing it to ma'isa kedera, but that's where the comparison ends. After that is no longer comparable to ma'isa kedera because the brachas are not the same. So again, they have in common the fact that there's no hamoitzi. They have the difference that one is mezoinus, one is shahakel. So, says the Gemara in conclusion, or at least this is where we left off, that we did have a brisa that seems to say quite clearly, Eilu hein ma'isa kedera, and it included oirez on the list. Well, that's black and white, it's not negotiable. To which the Gemara said, let's have a look at it again. Ha'mani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you're right, I can't deny, but it's absolutely clear in that braisa that there is ma'isa oirez is considered ma'isa kedera. However, that is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Tanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, oima oirez min dogon hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says quite clearly that oirez is in fact a type of grain. It's considered grain in every respect, both lekula and lechumra. It's a double-edged sword, i.e. if you eat it as its chometz version, that is considered absolute chometz. If you eat it as its matzah version, that's considered absolute matzah. In other words, it's grain lechol din or lechol dovar. Fine. So if that's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so then presumably the previous braisa that says you make that it's considered a ma'isa kedera, i.e. you'd make mezoinos, that is also Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Avol Rabbanon loy. But the Rabbanon disagree. So when we've been saying all along that oirez and doichen are not considered to be a grain, and you'd make which bracha shehakol nia bidvarei, that is not the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He would indeed say you make mezoinos. The Rabbanon disagree and they say shehakol, and that's the opinion that we've been following all along. So the Gemara asks the following, and this is really where we left off. V'rabbonon loy? Question mark. How do I know it's a question mark? Because the next word is v'hotanya. That's a question. V'hotanya. Surely we have learned a braisa that says hakoyseis es hachito. If somebody would chew wheat, mavarech oleho boirei pri hoadomo. Now, if you remember, we had on the previous sugad of lamed vav amud aleph similar discussion. And here it says, Kimcha Dechiti, a discussion whether you say Bore Pri Adoma or Shehakel Nia Bedvora. We'll see whether the two sugis are related. But either way, here it says, Hakoyse Ses Achito, somebody chews wheat, which brocha? Bore Pri Adoma. Tochno, Ofo, Ubishlo. If you ground it, from the word Teichem, you baked it, Ubishlo, and you then cooked it, So what have you done to it? You've done a strange thing. You've made it into bread, and then you've cooked it up.
What does the cooking part add?
Oh, we'll see. So if that's the case, then it depends. Bizman shaha prusois kayomois. If the prusois, what does the prusois mean?
Pieces.
The pieces of what? Of chito are still around.
Intact. Still intact.
Of the
chito. One piece of.
Yeah, in other words, they haven't completely disintegrated in the cooking process. Bizman shaha prusois kayomois bitchilo. If the prusois are still kayom like they were from the outset. Then mavarech ole hamoitzi lechem in aretz. It's considered fully fledged bread. Ulebesayif. Sorry, excuse me. Betchilo mavarech ole hamoitzi lechem in haaretz. In the beginning, the first brach will be hamoitzi. Ulebesayif mavarech ole gimel brachis. Gimel brachis meaning berkas hamazon. Im ein haprusos kayamois, comma. Then betchilo mavarech ole ha boirei minei mezainois. So again, if the chita are still around, it's hamoitzi and berkas hamazon. If they're not still around, then it would be mezoinos and alamichya. That is, if you have wheat. Akoises es ha'oireis. Now, of course, this is what's negeir to us. If somebody chews oireis, rice, Mavarech olav boire pri hoadomo.
Like wheat.
Toch noi ofoi ubishloi afal pri shaha prusais kayomois. Even though the prusais is still around, it's unlike wheat, i.e., betchila mavarech olav, not hamoitzi, but boire mine mezoinois or besoif mavarech olav brocha achas mien sholosh. End of Brisa. So what are we saying now? If you eat wheat and then you cook it up, you make a whole bread and wheat stew. So if the pieces of wheat are still around, then what's the halacha? Then you say hamoitzi and benching. If they're not, then it's mezoinos and alamichyo. But with regard to rice, whatever happens, it's mezoinos and alamichyo. Now, who is the author of this braisa? Says the Gemara, one word, money. Who is talking over here? Who is the author of this braisa? Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri authored this braisa, remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri considers oireis to be a fully fledged grain. If that's the case, Ilema Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, he do'oma oireis min dogon hu. If you're going to tell me that it's Rabbi Yechim Manuri who says the oireis is a type of dog, and then I don't understand, then hamoitzi lechem in aretz v'shalosh brochos boi baruchi. If he holds it's one of the minei dogon, so then why indeed are we differentiating between oireis and chita? Why don't we say, listen, this is an absolute grain, and therefore we should jolly well say hamoitzi and berkas hamazon on it. So it can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. So by process of elimination, who must it be? Hello, lav. Isn't it true to say that it must be Rabbanon? Well, if it's Rabbanon, I don't understand. You told me before that it's not considered a Maisa Kedero. And therefore you'd make Shahakoil. That's what Rav and Shmuel told me. Right, going back to the beginning, if you remember the previous Omud, the bottom lines of the previous Omud, what did they say? Kol shehu mechamishes minei dogon, you'd say boi minei mezainus. And we explained, what are the five? To exclude, oiriz v'doichen, you would not make boi minei mezainus. Well, I'm sorry, I don't understand. If you'd not make boi minei mezainus, then who on earth is talking in his braisa? Don't tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Can't be Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri because he holds oireis as a fully fledged grain, in which case you'd be making hamoitzi. So it can't be them. So by process of elimination, it must be the Rabbanon. And what does it say? Which bracha do you make? Mezoinos. So I see that what? The oireis, although it might not be a fully fledged grain, that I admit. And according to the Rabbanon, if you eat it on Pesach, there's no halachas of chametz and matzah to it. But it is considered a Maisa Kedera enough to warrant a bracha to upgrade it from In which case, the Tiyuvta, the Rav Shmuel, Tiyuvta. So therefore, Alocha Lamaisa, according to the Maskona of the Gemara, if I were to ask you, Alocha Lamaisa now, so which bracha do you make on rice? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's a fully fledged grain. So the same halacha as of everything else. If you make it into bread, it's bread. But according to the Rabban, and that's the halacha, you'd make mezainis, which is indeed what we do.
Not bracha
chreina. Not bracha chreina, that's true. We do not say ala michya on rice, but okay, that's not the discussion for the moment. Let's have a look at the Gemara, at Rashi. Hakoy says, kemois shehu. If you chew wheat as it is, offer ubishlo, lach asher offer betanur. After you baked it in the oven, v'osol lechem, chazor ubishlo b'mayim. You then
boil it.
That'd be the example, for example, with donuts. This is how they make donuts, and that's why this is a very complicated issue. Because that's what they do for donuts. First there's the maisa afia, and only afterwards there's a maisa bishul, which is extremely negea also in Hilchos Shabbos. We know there's a big discussion, yesh bishul achar afia, or yesh afia achar bishul. If you have one process and then another process, how do we consider that now? If you initially cooked it and then baked it, or like in our case, you initially baked it and then you cooked it. So what do I consider it now? Is it considered to be a cooked item? Is it considered to be a baked item? Or is it considered to be both? There's a whole big discussion. But in our sugya, at least, the significance of the bishul is because it's that bishul that might disintegrate the prusos. And that's why it was negeir to us. So if you cook it, then the prusos might all have disintegrated, in which case the halacha would be different. That's why the Gemara differentiated between the two. Shah prusos kayomai, says Rashi, sheloi nimoichu b'bishulam. What does nimoichu mean? Nimoichu means it didn't disintegrate. Nimoichu means it didn't disintegrate or dissolve. It didn't dissolve b'bishulam. Brocha achas me'ein sholosh. What is the brocha achas me'ein sholosh? Ala michya v'ala kalkola u'b'shili pirkin mefarish. At the end of the parak, we will explain. So I just have to take this call. Excuse me. Says one more Rashi. Elolav rabbonon hi. So is it not true to say that it must be the rabbonon v'ktani? And yet, what does it say there? So it is a Maisa Kedera. It's Yufta, the Rav Ushmuel. So Rav Ushmuel will disprove Mufurash Abraisa. A Mufurash Abraisa that says that you make Mazainus on Oireis, it cannot be Rabbi Yechonah Manuri talking, otherwise he would say you make Hamoitzi. It must be the Rabbonon, and they don't say that you make Hadomo or Shahakoil. Rather, they say Bermay Mazainus, the Rav Ushmuel will disprove him. There's three little Tosfosim. Im haprusois kayomois, says Tosfos, second Tosfos. Yesh meforashim, what does that mean? What does it mean that they're kayom? Some explain, yesh meforashim, dahainu, kishahalechem einoi shorui b'mayim kolkach. That the bread, what does shorui mean? Did not soak in water that much, she'im yikach ha-prusa, such that if I would now take the prusa, shelo yishobeir, it would not break. In other words, you initially had this wheat, it was now made into solid bread. When you put it into mayim, which obviously makes it all soggy, how solid is it? If it's solid enough, such that if you would hold it, it would not just crumble in your hands, that's considered prusos kayomis. And that's what Tosa says. Again, da'ainu kashahalechem einoi shorui b'mayim kolkach. The lechem is not being soaked in the water that much. I.e., she'im yikach haprusa, i.e., if you would take the slice of bread, shelo yishover, it won't break. It won't just disintegrate in your hands. Rashi Pirish Oireis is male. V'yesh Meforashim Rizo. Maybe that means rice. Well, high Pirush, and according to that, then you have to say that Doichen is male. Rashi says Oireis is male. Some say Oireis is rice, in which case Doichen is male. Now, this is a very important Tosfos. Tiyuvta de Rav Shmuel says Tosfos. It's true that Rav Shmuel were disproven, but where were they disproven? Ba'oires. Remember, we always bracketed together Oires v'Deichen. We've disproven Rav Shmuel because we found a Mufurish Abraisa that says that what? Ba'oires is Bomrei Mezainis. But that doesn't necessarily disprove the Deichen theory. We only have a braisa that disproves the Oireis theory, says Tosfos, Aval B'Doichen. When it comes to Doichen, lo yava tiyuvta, we don't have any question from that. Ve'efsha, and therefore maybe over there, Tehava, Hilchasa, Kavosayim. So maybe over there the halacha would indeed be like them. Ve'loim mevarachin on aleho, boyim ne'im mezainis, and you'd not make boyim ne'im mezainis. So don't automatically assume, says Tosfos, that whatever applies to Oiras applies to Deichen as well. Not necessarily. Although we've disproved Oiras, and you definitely do not make Shehakoil, rather you make Mezainis, but Deichen maybe not. Maybe Deichen is different, and maybe indeed Deichen, there is no Bruch of Mezainis. So we don't have a proof.
Can we know that from the Braiso? Because it says we have a Koises as a Oiras. It doesn't mention Deichen at all.
Right. So the suggestion would be that Deichen perhaps would be different. Yeah, that's what Tosfos is suggesting. Yeah. Okay, this lengthy Tosfos we will learn, Emes Hashem, but we're going to keep it for the next sugya.
Not so bad.
No Tosfos are that bad. Nothing's that bad. It's a good life. Baruch Hashem, be able to learn Torah. Be very grateful. But we're going to leave this Tosfos for the next sugya. After the two dots, which is just where we've arrived at, we will be coming back to this sugya, and that's where this Tosfos is referring. So in the meantime, I would like, with your permission, to go back a little bit and do chazor on the last daf. It's been quite a complicated sugya. The Avyoinos and the Kafrisin and Maisa Kedera has been quite involved. So let's go back to Lamed Vov Amud Aleph. And we'll start from Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav. It's about halfway down the wide lines, a little bit less than halfway down. First word on the line, L'Rav Yehuda Hilchasa Kavasei D'Shmo.
I'm
Rav Yehuda. Tzlaf Shel Orla. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Again, we'll go quickly. If it's too quick, please stop me. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Tzlaf Shel Orla B'chutz La'aretz. Zayrek esrev yoinois. You throw out the fruit. Va'oicheles akafrisin, but you can eat the peels. Lameimra, are you trying to tell me that avyoinois peri? The avyoinois are considered a fruit, and that's why hilchos orlo apply to them. For kafrisin, lav peri, and the kafrisin are not considered peris. If that's what you're telling me, I don't understand. V'ramini, we have a brayse that says almini nitzper, which is tzlaf. Alo alim v'ala tmorois oimer bore priha domo v'alo evyoinois v'al ha-kafrisin oimer bore priha eitz. You see that word? The kafrisin also considered part of the fruit. So why in that case did you eat them? You should have discarded them just like you discarded the evyoinois. So the Mora says no. Hudoma ka Rabbi Akiva. He was following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva de Tanan. Rabbi Leza oimet slaf mis aser tmorois ve'evyoinois ve'kafrisin. Rabbi Leza says at slaf, where do Hilchas Maestros apply? To every part of it, including the tmorois and the evyoinois and the kafrisin, which obviously suggests to me that it's all considered part of the fruit, but Rabbi Akiva does not hold that way. Rabbi Akiva oimer ein misaser elo evyoinos bilvad. The only part that needs to have maisa taken from it is the evyoinos mipnei shehu pri. Period. So therefore, we clearly have a machloikas. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds that Evyoinois is the fruit. That's where you have to take Maisa, but the Kafrisin is not. Now we know, Baruch Hashem, we've learned the last of the Sugya. We're going to come back to this later, because you could well suggest that even if the Kafrisin are not the fruit, but they should still have the status of a Shomer. So even though it's true with regard to Maisa, the halacha of Shomer doesn't apply for whatever reason, because we don't have a Pasuk. But with regard to Orla, we do have a Pasuk. Remember the S. S tells us that whatever is bottled to the pre also has the halacha of the fruit, and therefore it's perhaps not really allowable to compare Maisa to Orla. Fine, we'll see that later on. Says the Gemara, V'neima halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. So why didn't he simply say halacha is like Rabbi Akiva? Why did he have to spell out exactly what he's talking about? We're talking about Orla in Chutz Laretz, etc., etc. Just say, I pass like Rabbi Akiva. The Vyoinos is the fruit. The Kafrisin is the peel. And then you work out all the relevant halachas. Says the Gemara, no. I'oma halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. Because if you would have merely said halacha like Rabbi Akiva, hava amina, what would I have said? Afilu ba'aretz. I would have said that what? That we're taking Rabbi Akiva's psak until the end and applying it to Eretz Yisrael as well. We're not differentiating. And that's why he needed to spell out that no, komash malon, that's why we needed to be taught that kol ha-mekel ba'aretz. I was only being maker like Rabbi Akiva specifically and precisely because we're dealing with Chutz La'aretz. Had it been Eretz Yisrael, then perhaps the halacha would have differed, and therefore I didn't merely want to say halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, because then you wouldn't have known that I'm differentiating between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. But I am differentiating. Why am I differentiating? Because the halacha is, whoever is the lenient opinion in Eretz Yisrael, that becomes the halacha in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, Beseda, Aval Ba'aretz Loi. In Eretz Yisrael, you would not necessarily have paskin like him. Therefore, V'neima halacha k'Rabbi Akiva b'Chutz La'aretz. So again, why did you have to spell out that you're dealing with Orla? Why didn't you say, I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, and do you know why? To call a mekel ba'aretz, halacha k'moisei b'chutz la'aretz. So again, why did you need to spell out and enunciate that you're dealing with Orla? Says the Gemara, because I omahochi. Because had I merely said that, what does that mean? Had I just said, I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, you wouldn't have known that I paskin like him with regard to what? Hava amin, I might have said, hanemiliga b'maisa ilon. Maybe that's only true with regard to Maiser Ilon. The Ba'aretz Gufo, even in Eretz Yisrael at the best of times, it's only Midrabonon. Therefore, I can afford myself the liberty of being Mekel in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Because it's anyway only a Drabonon, even in Eretz Yisrael. So, for the certainly more room to be lenient. Aval Gaba Orla. With regard to Orla, what might you have said? You might have said the Ba'aretz, seeing as in Eretz Yisrael it's Midai Raisa, so Eima b'Chutz La'aretz, maybe in Chutz La'aretz Nami Nigzer. So maybe we should be more stringent in Chutz La'aretz, in Orla, because Orla in Eretz Yisrael is the Raisa. Therefore, Kamash Malon. That's why I needed to be told that I paskin like Rabbi Akiva in Chutz La'aretz, even in Orla. Even in Orla, despite the fact that in Eretz Yisrael Orla is Da'iraisa, I may therefore have thought that in Chutz La'aretz there's more room to be Machmer. Kamash Malon, that not, I'm nonetheless Mekel because it is Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Story time. Ravina Ashkechei L'Mab Ravashi, this is a story that we dealt with so much. Ravina founds Mab Ravashi, what was he doing? The Kazorek Avyoinois, he was throwing out the Avyoinois of Orla. The ka'ochil kafrisim, but he was eating the kafrisim. Omalei, my daituch. So he said to him, tell me, what's your opinion? K'Rabbi Akiva, the makel, question mark? Are you taking the lenient opinion, the one we've just mentioned before, like K'Rabbi Akiva, at least in Chutz La'aretz, and you're saying that it's only the fruit which is the fruit, but the peel is the peel? If that's what you're on the lookout for, if you're looking for the lenient opinion, well, I have a more lenient opinion for you. And whose is that? Avidmar ke Beis Shammai, why don't you do like Beis Shammai? De Mekile Tvei, who are yet more Mekel de Tanan. Because we have a Mishnah, this is a long proof. Beis Shammai Oimrim Kilaim Bekerem. Beis Shammai says that Kilaim refer to a Kerem. Why? Sorry, Tzlaf. Beis Shammai Oimrim Kilaim Bekerem. They say that Tzlaf is a vegetable, in which case it's subject to the halacha of kilaim. Ubeisila lo imrim ein kilaim bekerem, because they hold it's not a yerek. Eilu ve'eilu, but both opinions moidim shechayev ba'orlo. Every one agrees, both Beisila and Beis Shammai both agree that it's subject to orlo, which is very tricky. What do you mean, says the Gemara? Hol gufa kasha, that itself is very difficult. Inherently, that is contradictory. Why? Omrit, you told me on the one hand that Slaf Beis Shammai Oimrim Kilaim Bekerem Alma, therefore you clearly see that Min Yereku, that you're considering it as a vegetable, in which case there shouldn't be Arlo. Well, how come Vahodar Toni, well, you then went and you told me Eilu Ve'eilu Moedim that Shechayev Ba'Arlo, can you please make up your mind? If it's considered a vegetable, then there shouldn't be an orlo. If it's considered a fruit, then it shouldn't be kilaim. How can it be both? The answer is, what did Beis Shammai say? Alma min ilonu. So what's going on? No. Holoi kashia. That's not a problem, because Beis Shammai actually safuki mesapke lehu. If you'd ask Beis Shammai, in all honesty, is it a fruit or is it a vegetable, what would he say? Sofik, I don't know, and therefore I'm being machme in all directions. Therefore, va'ovdi hocha l'chumra, va'hocha l'chumra. Now I've got to go over here, l'chumra, over there, l'chumra. I've got to treat it like a yerek, I've got to treat it like an ilon. I'm always machme. Okay. Mikol mokoim, so at the end of the day, as Rashi explains, is all part of the question. It's a lengthy question. At the end of the day, what are you telling me? L'Beis Shammai havalei sofik orlo. So according to Beis Shammai, bottom line, Tzlaf, do halachas of Orlo pertain to it? The answer is yes, as a Sofik. Okay. For Tanan, we have a mission that says Sofik Orlo be'Eretz Yisrael Asur. It says that Sofik Orlo in Eretz Yisrael is Asur, but Basuria, which is really type of Chutz La'aretz Muta, or B'Chutz La'aretz proper, Yoyred V'Loikeach, or B'Lvad Shelo Yirenu Loikit. But obviously you've got to make sure that what? That you didn't see him picking it from the younger trees, because then it's Vadeorla, it's not a Sofik. It means as long as I didn't see him pick it, and I don't know what it is, because it's dealing with Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to be Mekel and assume that it's not Orla. That is the end of the question. So what is the end of the question? I see that Beis Shammai hold that Slaf is Sofek Orlo. And I see that Beis Shammai went one further stage and they said, what's the halacha of Slaf in Chutz La'aretz? Mutter. They didn't say, Evyoinos is Osa, Kafrisin is Mutter. So therefore, says the Gemara, I don't understand. You, Ma'abar of Ashi, apparently you were looking for the lenient opinion. Well, hey, I found you an even more lenient opinion. Remember, there are three opinions now. Opinion number one, the most chomor, is that orla apply not only to the avyoinos, but also the kafrisin. The middle opinion was the split. Avyoinos is a fruit, the kafrisin is the peel. But we've just now discovered that Beis Shammai is a yet more lenient opinion. He holds that sofik orla is completely muta. What does that mean, completely? Both the kafrisin and also the avyoinos. I don't understand. So why did you throw out the avyoinos? If you're clearly on the lookout for the most lenient opinion, well, here's the most lenient opinion. To which the Gemara answers that no. Rabbi Kiva b'mokim Rabbi Lezer. If the machlokes is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer, then of dinon kevosei, then I can afford to go like him. Who's like him?
Kiva.
Like Rabbi Kiva. But Beis Shammai b'mokim Beis Hillel. Eina Mishnah. What does that mean, Eina Mishnah?
No way.
There's no way. It doesn't get a look in Beishamah because we always pass it like Beisila. So for even if I am on the lookout for the lenient opinion, which I was, but there's a limit to how makel I can actually be. So if it's a choice between Rabbi Eleza and Rabbi Akiva, fine. So I can afford the liberty of going like Reb Akiva. But Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, no, that's where it stops. Because we have a principle. Beis Shammai, B'mokim, Beis Hillel, Eino Mishnah. What does that mean, Eino Mishnah? It's not considered a Mishnah. It's not. We don't in any way relate, as it were, to what Beis Shammai says. By the way, it does say that L'osid Lovei, when Mashiach comes, Halach will be like Beis Shammai. Okay, that's not our discussion, but as long as Mashiach has not come, we pass like Beis Hillel. Therefore, which opinion is the most lenient that you could take lahalocha? Rabbi Akiva, which is evyoinos are a fruit, and that's why he threw them out. And the kafrisin are considered peels, and that's why he ate them. Remember, if he was looking for the most stringent opinion, what would he have done?
Not eaten either one.
He wouldn't have eaten anything because he would have said, maybe I go with Rabbi Loza. And Rabbi Loza says that everything is considered the fruit. Okay, I didn't want to go that far. I wanted to be lenient, but it stops at Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Says the Gemara, one second. V'tepa klei d'nase shomer lepri. Isn't the kafrisin considered a shomer? What does that mean, considered a shomer? Even if you want to paskin, right, as the same halachic status as the fruit, even if you want to paskin like Rabbi Akiva, remember, what was Rabbi Akiva discussing?
Maisa,
it wasn't talking about Orla. So if you want to distinguish between the Evyoinois and the Kafrisin, that's all fine and well in Maisa, because in the world of Maisa, there is no halacha of Shema. Why not? I don't know, because the Torah didn't say it. But when it comes to Orla, we have a special halacha. What does the Gemara say? V'rachmona Oman, the Torah says, V'orlartem olosoi es perioi, extra word es. What do I learn from there? Es hatofel leperioi. Anything which is tofel, what does tofel mean? Like the word ikar and tofel. You have the main, you have the subsidiary. So whatever is subservient to the
fruit
is classified as the fruit. So far, I don't understand what you're talking about. How can you say that I follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who distinguished between the fruit and the peel? That's all fine and well with regard to Maisa. But in Orla, there's no such distinguishing between fruit and peel, because the peel is a shema for the fruit, and therefore all halachas of Orla apply to it. And therefore, we're really back to square one. We still don't understand this story. Why was he discarding the Evyoinois but eating the Kafrisin? Because you didn't want a paskin like Rabbi Loza, you wanted a paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's your prerogative, but what's that got to do with Arlo? He was talking about Maisa. Arlo's Aloch of Hashemah. Okay. Omar Rava, so remember we saw Esatofa Leperia Umay Niyo, and what is that? Shemer Lepri. So remember we had three attempts, all authored by Rava, to try and get a working definition of Shoima that would exclude Kafrisin. So let's just jump to the end just to get the picture of the sugya clear. Remember, we had three attempted definitions. We'll see them all inside now, but just to get the picture. Definition number one was, maybe there's a difference between a Shoima that drops off once the fruit is tolush. Definition number two is, maybe it's something which drops off after the fruit becomes a gemar, before the fruit becomes gemar pri. Neither of those worked for reasons that we'll soon discuss. The final definition, which did work, is that the shema is absolutely necessary
for
the life field of the pri. You remove the shema, the pri is dead. Oh, well, then I really see that the shema is indispensable. Then it adopts the status of the fruit, albeit that it itself is not a fruit. But in the case of Kafrisin and Evyoinois,
it's not necessary.
It's not indispensable. And the proof was, remember at the end of the Gemara, we had a story that they took off the Kafrisin, and what happened to the Evyoinois? Nothing.
It lived.
So therefore, you see, you can live happily ever after, even without the Kafrisin. It's not necessary for the chias of the fruit, and that's why it's not a shomer, and that's why the story makes perfect sense. It's always good, very, very important. I know we've mentioned this before. The expression in English, to see the wood from the trees, is absolutely critical when you're learning a sugya. Because sometimes we learn a complicated Gemara, and it's true, if we were to be asked every line of Gemara on its own, we could translate and understand. One second, but do we have the whole picture clear? So what actually emerged at the end of the day? The answer is in one line, three attempted definitions of Shema, the final one held true. It's all dependent on whether it is dispensable or indispensable. In the case of the Kafris and the Vienes, it is not necessary, it is dispensable. It's not a Shema, simple as that. Okay, so let's go through the various stages. We'll go through it quickly. Omar Rava, so Rava suggested this is attempt number one. Hey Chomrinon, where do we say the Nase Shomer Lepri? Where do we say it becomes a Shomer for the Pri? Hey Chadiisei, that's only when it's still in existence. Bein Betolush, after it's been detached from the tree of Bein Bemechuba. Bahocher over here, Bemechuba Isei. It is around when the fruit is attached to the tree, but Betolush Leisei. It's no longer there when the fruit is detached, and therefore the kafrisin is not considered to be a shema. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense. Eisvei abaya pitmashal rimoin mitzarefes. What's that mean, mitzarefes? It joins forces with regard to the halachas of tuma to be part and parcel of the kazayis. Vahaneit shaloi ein mitzaref. Midakoma haneitz. Rashi says that the neitz is very similar to the kafrisin, i.e. it's there b'mechubar, but it's not there b'talush. If you tell me that it's mitzarev, haneit shaloi ein mitzarev, so mid ka'olma haneit shaloi ein mitzarev. So if you're telling me that the neitz is not mitzarev to tumas oichlin, why is it not mitzarev? It must be alma to lav oichlin. It's not part of the food. Therefore, if you're trying to measure to have a kazayis of food, this is not part of it. Well, if it's not a food, how come the Tanya Gaba Orla, it says with regard to Orla, Klipe Rimoin Vahaneit Shaloi, Klipe Agoizim Vagarinim Chayovim Ba'orla, they are Chay Ba'orla, what's going on? I thought you just proved to me, beyond any reasonable doubt, that the Neitz is not considered food, and I can prove it's not considered food, because you see in Hilchas Tumas Oichlim, it's not an Oichl, so why on earth are you taking Orla from it? It must be that what? It's considered a shomer, even though it's not there, but talush. So I see that the talush mechuba definition doesn't hold true. Attempt number two. Elo amarav. Hey, chomrin on denasilu shomer lepri. You're right. It's not dependent on talush mechuba. It's a little bit earlier on. Hey, chadiisei b'shas gemar pri. It's only when the shomer is at least still around when the fruit becomes ripe. So when it becomes a fruit, if the shema is there, then you can say you're a shema to a fruit. But I kafres leisa b'shas gmar pri. This kafres is not around when the fruit becomes a fruit. So when is it around? Only earlier. Therefore, that's why it's not considered a shema to a pri, because it never actually protects the fruit. It only protects something that will be the fruit. Ah, okay, so that's our second definition. That sounds pretty plausible. That's why it's not a shomer. Says the Gemara, I'm very sorry to tell you, but this also doesn't make sense. Eini? The ha'omer of Nachman Omer Rabba Ba'avua, hani maschli da'orla. Maschli is with dates. Rashi said it's the exact equivalent of kafrisin in the case of tzlaf. Asiri, and it says they are also hoil v'nasu shomer lepri, because they are a shomer. Now, one moment. The Shema Lepri Amos Hava. Tell me exactly, look at a date tree and work out, examine when exactly are these maschli a Shema for the Pri. Do you know when? Bekufra. What does Bekufra mean? At the very immature early stage. And yet you're still considering it a Shema. The Kokori Le Shema Lepri. And nonetheless, you're considering it a Shema. So I see that what? The second attempt seems also not to be true, even though it's a shema for something which is not yet classified as a fruit, but nonetheless, it's considered a shema. The Gemara says, okay, one moment. That doesn't bother me so much. Because Rav Nachman, who authored that statement, you can always say that Sovolok Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yossi. And what does Rabbi Yossi hold? The Tanan Rabbi Yossi Omer Smador, which is an early version of grapes. Osur Mipnei Shehu Pri. Ooh, you consider an immature grape
as a fruit.
Uplegi Rabbonon Oleh Rabbonon, disagree. And therefore, in the case of these maschli, what is it protecting? An early date. So what are you saying? So it's not yet a fruit. No. According to Rabbi Yossi, it is a fruit, and therefore it's a shema. But the Rabbonon disagree, and we're going with the Rabbonon. So for the definition of shema, is still alive and well. Until we get stuck again. With other trees, mi pligi rabbonon oleo. For Tanan, we have a Mishnah that says as follows: from when can you not cut the trees in Shemitah? All trees, as soon as they start giving out any type of fruit. Carobs, when they start becoming chains. Vagafanim, the vines, Mishi Yigru, Rashi says, becomes thick. Vazese, Mishi Yanitsu. And the olives, when they get their nates. Vashar Koloelonois, Mishi Yaitsi, when they start producing fruit. Vomer of Asi, Hu Boiser, Hu Garua, Hu Pulalovon. It's all the same thing. What does that mean? Pulalovon Salkadato. Did you think it means beans? We're talking about a grape, for goodness sake. Eloema shiuroi kapul halovon. It's that size. Okay, now what's that got to do with us? Man shomat le, whom have we heard da omar boiser in smadar loy? What's mentioned in this braisa? When is it considered to be a fruit? Boiser, not smadar. Remember, we just said 5 minutes ago, according to Rabbi Yossi, smadar is already a fruit. So who's talking over here? Can't be Rabbi Yossi. Who is it? It must be Rabbanon, and yet what does it say? V'ktoni shar kolo ilonais mishi yoytziyoy. As soon as they produce any type of fruit, even if it's immature, it's still considered a fruit. So don't tell me that it's unique to Rabbi Yossi. It's not true. Rabbanon also agree that a fruit at its early stage, it's true, there's a question how early, whether it's boisar, whether it's smodar. But either way, everybody agrees a fruit, even at its early stage, is considered a fruit. In which case, the shema for it should be considered a shema. So we're back in trouble. Says the Gemara, no. Third and final and successful definition. El Omar Rava. Heich amrin odav shema lepri. Do you know when we say it's a shema for a pri? Heich aved chishok letlei. When you remove it, when you remove the shomer, mayis peiri. What does mayis mean? The pre dies. But over here, kishok letle. When you take it off, loy mayis pre. The pre doesn't die. And I can prove that to you because have a uvda. There was a story of a shakluhu lanates derimoina, the yovesh rimoina. They removed the nates of the pomegranate. What happened to the rimoin? The nates, remember we said, is the peel, and it dried up. But the shaklu leparcha de bitisa, Rashi says bitisa is the evyoina. If they took off the peel, the kafrisin, what happened? The ikayim bitisa. And the bitisa was kayim. What does kayim mean?
It
survived. So I see that what? It's not necessary for its chiyus. It will not die without, and that's why it's not considered a shame. And that is the end of the sugya. So back to the story, Ravina found Mabar of Ashi eating the kafrisin. How on earth can you eat the kafrisin? Oh, because I go with Rabbi Kiva. What do you mean? Rabbi Kiva was talking about Maisa, this is oral and it's a shema. The answer is, it's not. It's not a shema. Proof of the pudding, take off the kafrisin, nothing will happen to the fruit. You see that it's not dependent on the peel being there, and under those circumstances, the peel is simply not considered a shema. It is therefore not a fruit, and that's why I'm allowed to eat it, because no halachas of orla apply to it. Says the Gemara, we're skipping the round parenthesis, pilpili, which is pepper. Rav Sheshes Omar Shahakoel Rova Omar Loi Klum. You make no bracha on it. We said it's not considered a food, even though it's used in flavoring, but it cannot be eaten, at least according to Rava's opinion, on its own. V'oz the Rava l'tameh, and Rava seems to follow his own reasoning. Da'omar Rava, kas pilpili b'yom de kippuri potter. If you chew pilpili on Yom Kippur, what's the halacha? Your potter, obviously it's not considered eating. Kas zangvila b'yom de kippuri potter. So these two statements of Rava, both with regard to brachos and also with regard to Yom HaKippurim, they seem to fit in very well with each other, the bottom line being it's not considered food. It says the Gemara, one moment, Meisvei Hoyer Meoima. Rameh used to say, Mimashma Shenemar, isn't the implication of that which is said, V'oraltem orlosoi espirioi, don't I know any idea she'etz Michael? Who? Don't I know that obviously we're talking about a fruit tree? Elomar Talmud Lema. So why does the pasuk indeed need to say afterwards Eitz Michael? Lahavi, to come and include Eitz Shetam Eitzoy Upirioy Shaveh. There's a special aloch of Orla that refers to that type of tree where the actual branch and that which the branch produces taste the same. What is that? Ve'ezahu. That pilpulin achaya ba'orla v'lalamed chosh ein eretz yisrael chaseiro klum shenema eretz ha'shaloi b'miskeinus teichel bo'lechem lo'isechzak bo'i kol bo'. So I see in the bottom line that the Torah specifically told me that orla refers also to pilpuli, and that proves that what? It must be a food. So it's all very well you told me, no, it's no food, that's why there's no bracha. And it's no food, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're potter. Why? Because it's not a food. I'm sorry to tell you, the Torah has told me that it is a food. Haraya, it's subject to Orla. Says the Gemara, no, it depends what type. Loikasha, it's not difficult. Ha beretivta, ha biabeshta. If it's still moist, then it's considered a food. I was talking about when it's dried. When it's dry, it's not considered a food. There's no brocha, and Yom Kippur, you're potter. Omele Rabola Rameima Kans Zangvila. Kas Zangvila, if you chewed cinnamon or ginger. Bayemita Kipuri Pata, Vahoma Rava, Hai Himlasa, Da Asi Mibena Hadoi. This Himlasa that they brought from the Beina Doi, Sharia is Mutu Mavorchen Olea Bore Priyadoma. So you see that what? That it does have a bracha. Again, same teretz, Loi Kasha, Ha Beretivta. If it is dried out, it's not considered a food. And if it's moist, it is considered a food. Chavitz kedera, remember this whole stew. V'chein daisa, a porridge, Rav Yudah Omar Shakol, Nibidvari, Rav Kahana, Omar Bari, Menei Mezoinois. More explained. But daisa greda, if you're talking about ordinary, regular porridge, Kula al maloi pligi de Bari, Menei Mezoinois. And everybody would agree that it's Bari, Menei Mezoinois. But ki pligi, but daisa ke'en chavitz. If it's made not in the regular porridge way, but rather in a chovitz way, what does that mean, a chovitz way? It's made up of oil and honey, etc. Then we have a machlekas. Because Rav Yehuda Omar Shahakoil, why? Sova, because he holds that duv she'ika, the honey is the main part. Rav Kahana Mano, Barim Ne Mezoinus, because Sova, smida ika, it is the flour which is the main part. Omar of Yosef, Kavose, the Rav Kahana, Mistabra. The opinion of Rav Kahana is most likely to Rav or Shmuel, the Omitarvayu, because Rav and Shmuel both said, like him, what did they say? The Kol Sheyesh by Mechameshis Haminin, the Vorachan Allah Barim Ne Mezainis. And therefore, because this has the Chameshis Mine Minim in it, i.e., it has flour, therefore you'd make Barim Ne Mezainis, therefore we're going to go without a feeling. Okay, I must have to leave on an urgent meeting. But say we'll hold it in here and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem on Sunday.
Good question.